Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup. Enter Vinny's Film Room.
All right, earlier in the show, Vinny at 81057, the Fan, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Vinny broke down the Detroit offense and the weapons that they have and changes on the offensive line, as we've discussed. Now we get to them defensively, and after shaky first week performance, especially earlier in the game against Jordan Love, in the Packers, they stabilized, I guess, against the Bears. Chicago got a lot of window dressing stuff, I guess, later in that ball game. But when Detroit comes to M&T, 8:15 kickoff on Monday, where will they pose problems, if at all, for Lamar in the offense?
Problems that they're gonna cause. Brian Branch, the safety, is a good player. He'll wear number 32. He does a good job in coverage. He lines up in a slot and those types of things. He caused the fumble the other day. He's a good player. I mean, their corners, DJ Reed, number 4, and Terrion Arnold, number 6. They're good. They're okay. But if you got Zay and you got Bateman running good routes, you should be fine. I mean, Adunzie had a big game last week for Chicago. I mean, they've given up yards passing. And their inside linebackers, Jack Campbell and Alex Anzalone. Campbell's their leading tackler. He'll wear number 36 inside linebacker. He's got 18 tackles. Anzalone's got 10 tackles. He wears 34. You know, so they both can run. They both run well. Campbell, he's a straight line guy. He's kind of stiff with his change of directions and stuff. Aiden Hutchinson's, he's back. And Aiden has 2 tackles and 1 sack. But he got some pressures. He could have had another sack, and Caleb Williams ducked out of it. So, I mean, he's the one guy that you have to account for on their defensive line. Now, the pass rush, they got similar issues as the Ravens. They can't get to the quarterback. You know, Hutchinson does, but the others, no. They don't get any pressure. And I went back and I watched a game from 2 years ago against Detroit's defense. Can't get pressure on a quarter. Lamar threw for almost 400 yards. And that's the thing. Caleb Williams threw for a bunch. You know, Love, he was standing back there, you know, eating bonbons. You know, so they don't get pressure on the quarterback, and they try to bring guys, and they still don't get there. That's the biggest problem they have, is they can't get to the quarterback. And their defensive tackles, you know, the other rushers, number 92, Marcus Davenport, who we'll see, he might be on the injury report this week. He's number 92. He can kind of bull rush some, but, you know, if he's going against Ronnie, that's a good matchup for Ronnie. And their inside guys, DJ Reader, who they got from Cincinnati, and Taliq Williams, who was a first-round pick, kind of bigger guys, and they're not that athletic. And they're like perfect fits for Falele and, you know, for our guards, for Voorhees and for Lindenbaum. Whereas the Cleveland guys, nah, that was a pain in the ass for them, because the quickness and athleticism is kryptonite to them. Now, these guys, yeah. So, I mean, they'll sit in there and they'll give they'll give Lamar time to throw the football. And then, all right, if he's got time to throw the ball, guy's got to get open. And with their linebackers, I feel like that Mark Andrews is going to be a big part of this game. And I think he's going to be passing-wise. I think he's going to get some targets and get some play. Bob, be totally honest, I think they're okay. They're nowhere near Cleveland. Now, when they came out against Green Bay, they came out with 8-man front to stop the run. You know, and Green Bay was kind of loading them all up inside. But the Ravens, when they came out, they came out, split them out. All right. And why do you split guys out like that? If they're average athletic kind of guys and they don't get pressure on the quarterback and you can block them, you know, you can take a lot of advantage. You got a lot more creases in there. You know, and we had Gus Bus running it 2 years ago, and I got Derek. So I really like the matchup for the Ravens' offense on their defense because I think Lamar's going to have a lot of time to throw the ball, and if Lamar has time to throw it, he'll find the open receiver. You know, because like Love missed some shots, and they dominated Detroit's defense the opener, and Chicago took it down that first series. Bob running the, they hit creases in the run game too, and if the Ravens hit creases in the run game, forget about it. You know, so I just really like the matchup for the Ravens offense against Detroit's D.
So Aiden Hutchinson, could he create some sort of problems here? I mean, he's still coming back from a very significant, well, he broke his leg.
Yeah, he looks good. He plays hard like he always does. Yeah, he could cause problems to either side, you know, to Ronnie or Rosengarten. He could, because he's got moves. He's got a spin move and stuff, and his effort will be there. If you just give him a little help, you know, but the other guys provide nothing, in my opinion.
Now, the Ravens, they're back at practice today. Starts at 1 o'clock. We'll get an attendance report by the time we get out of here at 2. We know who's not practicing, but if likely he's not on the field today or tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are we assuming that he's going to miss yet another week and maybe load him up for Kansas City?
Yeah, I would think, Bob, he hadn't practiced since when? August something, I'm guessing.
Yeah, that's early.
You know, so he needs full practices. So if he's not practicing, I think it's probably next week.
And then Ricard, John Harbaugh, when he met with the media on Monday, pretty much sounded like that's not happening anytime soon. But Marlon's another one to keep an eye on.
Yeah. That'll be interesting with Marlon, because they could really, this is a game they could really use Marlon if he's healthy, because if he's got a bad ankle, you know, Amon St. Brown, if that's who they're, you know, going to line him up on the inside, that to me may not be a real good matchup for him.
And Rasheen Ali was in protocol. He got hurt on the opening kickoff, which should, we think, open the door for Keaton Mitchell for the first time. And with Van Noy, should open the door for the first time for David Ajabo.
Yep, you would think that.
We're trying to connect dots. I mean, could be wrong.
Pretty easy dots to connect. And then, you know what? When Ajabo is going to get opportunity, you got to show something. You know, it's going to be interesting to see. If he stands up, if you're watching people and he comes off the ball and just stands up, forget it. He ain't getting nowhere. He's got to come off low. He's got to come off low and hard. So is Mike Green. Mike Green's got to come off like he can, like he has, you know, but he's just got to get more comfortable in the regular season.
AL East report when we come back. We'll talk about the Orioles' win against Chicago yesterday afternoon, preview tonight's game against the Yankees, give you the standings as well, division and wild card. Two divisions, well, three, still kind of up for grabs. So we'll get into all of that good stuff at Up on Lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. Hear more from the Ravens ahead of this game against the Lions on Monday night. We'll look at the week three schedule in the NFL, week four schedule in college football. We'll do our picks for tonight's game. Buffalo against Miami, and then Mike Harmon, Real and Fantasy Football for Fox Sports Radio, as he gives us some advice on how to maybe win a couple of bucks on a Thursday with Daily Fantasy Football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.